This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This could be one of the funniest stories of the month.
What happened?
Well, the idea was to thin out employees of this federal department.
Yeah.
Save some money, get things working efficiently again.
Mm-hmm.
What they did not anticipate, however, was how many people wanted out.
Mm.
And it does make you wonder,
yeah,
for the average person, what it would take for them to walk from their gig.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Back in April.
What happened?
The Federal Department of Transportation.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think the FAA is under that as well. They made an offer to their employees, and they called it deferred resignation.
All right, what does that mean?
Was that word?
What does that mean?
Deferred resignation is you stop working now,
yeah,
and you get to keep your salary and benefits until September.
All right.
So you are getting paid to work.
Paid to walk, basically.
Without working, yes, yeah. You got it. So government leaders wanted to trim the fat, boost efficiency,
mm-hmm,
save the taxpayer dollars. And they made the offer to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that,
yeah, what happened?
They got way more takers than they thought they would.
Right.
According to a story in Politico, almost 10% of the entire Department of Transportation opted to take the resignation.
Yeah.
That's 4,700 employees.
And they were not thinking this.
No. And this comes after they already allowed 1,100 DOT workers to take that deal earlier in the year. Now, bosses at the Department of Transportation are bringing people in who said, I would like the resignation, mm-hmm, and asking, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it seems they cannot afford to lose that many people. All right.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How many people would leave their job they have right now? Right now. You got to make, yeah, the decision now. For 6 months' salary and benefits.
Ooh. And Benny's.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what, yeah, the offer
that's
is
huge.
Here. I mean, look, if you are looking to get out of your gig.
Right. Oh, yeah. Here's your cushion.
I mean, it is, but 6 months sounds like a long time.
Right, but you're starting fresh in terms of searching for a new job because I'm sure that you weren't looking until that point.
But you got 6 months, and you're getting paid, and your ass is covered. You can go hunt a new gig. And by the way, everybody's coming up short. There's jobs out there.
I think 6 months is going to go faster than you think.
Well, for me, because I'm going to drag my ass, but a go-getter, have that thing locked up.
Well, no, but I think you brought up an important point, because like there is this feeling of, you're right, like, hey, I get an opportunity to go do something new.
Yeah.
This is not a place I want to be.
And you know
anyway.
There's opportunities out there.
Sure, right, man. You know, the streets are paved with gold.
Popping right now.
That being said, yeah, I think it's only human nature, if you take that money, to give yourself a week, two, three, where you don't do anything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I
know myself, and I know I'd get really lazy in that time.
And then, like, when you get out of that, Kimmy, everyday habit of, like, doing stuff,
yeah,
well, now it's harder to motivate yourself, so maybe you're not working as hard. I don't know if 6 months would be enough time to do what you think. Because you got this old school, like what you do is you put on a suit with a black tie, you walk into the business, you stick your hand out, look them in the face and say, I'd like to work for you, sir.
And if you've been out of the game for a while, like let's say you've had this job for the last 10, 15 years, like, you know, employers may be looking for something different. You may need some help, like, tailoring that resume, or like you may not be as ready as you think you are to dive into the job search.
But that's only one type of employee.
What do you mean by that?
There's also guys like me that are old and are at the end of retirement. They might go, hey, man,
true.
Sorry, so I clipped 2 years at the end of my career, but I'm getting this pay. I can live with it. I can make the numbers work.
You're aware that 6 months is far less than 24 months.
Right, but I can look at it and go, all right, I was planning on 2 years, but I can make it work.
See, this is why you are
I'm out.
So bad with money. I got 2 years left, but 6 months, done! Stop thinking!
Sold!
Yeah. Run out the door!
Yeah, we trim back over here. We cut back a little bit over here. You don't need to be going to Starbucks every day. I'm out.
All right, so we have arguing, you do it, because you can go find another job or retire. Kimmy, you say don't do it because of the lack of security here.
For me, I don't think it would benefit me as much as maybe somebody who is like really ready to leave.
All right, so let's talk about the massive benefits here. By the way, I find it funny you're the one who's like, I wouldn't do it, because you make the least amount of money in this room.
You're right.
There
but
is
I
no
also,
job security in this gig.
There isn't, but I also, I don't know what I'd move on to.
You're skilled. You're
I would
fine.
Be so
wait, hold on.
Lost in that moment.
She's skilled? What skills does she have?
She's got all the skills.
For example.
How many jobs would I need anything over here for?
Social media. Very good with it.
No, she's not.
I'm not actually.
With all due respect.
I'm actually terrible with it.
Technology. She hits all the right buttons
technology.
At the right time.
Okay.
But
right.
What other job
you
would I have
screen?
Oh, you can go work at the technology department.
Well, there, she could be a tech person.
The department? No, she couldn't.
No, I have to call her a tech person when I'm confused.
We already know you're a great
tough.
Secretary.
It's
great secretary. Maybe spruce up the outfits a little bit. You could get clerical work in a minute.
No, this job would be very tough to translate into a new career.
You let him hear tape in a show. What you do?
You learn no skills for other jobs in doing.
You could go in and play that creep cap, and you could get a job.
Like I don't even know what like people that we work with do, or like we don't even use half the stuff that they've been taught to use.
Yeah, no,
you know
she's
what
right.
I mean?
All right, so 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with this story that the Federal Department of Transportation offered their employees deferred resignation, paid 6 months and benefits for them to quit right now trying to trim the fat, and then finding out that almost 5,000 of their workers took it, which was way more than they thought, how many people would leave their job right now for 6 months' salary? If you're not going to leave, what would it take? So before, as you're thinking of what it would take here, the reasons why, your argument is easy to go find a job, start something new.
Yeah.
Okay. You would have no stress for a little while, and it would be some much-needed rest for most people. So that's enticing.
Just breaking the game, man.
It could also give you a chance at a vacation you've never been able to take.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You'd have all that time off. You could. I mean, here's the other thing. Like, if you are scared, Kimmy, of the financial aspect of 6 months, you'd be collecting your salary.
Yeah.
You'd also have nothing but free time. You could work a side hustle.
Yeah, that's true.
For a couple hours a day.
You could be an influencer.
Give you time to do that.
Shut up.
Why couldn't she influence?
Why do you think?
Who is she influencing?
Also, it's not.
It makes me do stuff.
It's not easy.
No, she doesn't.
And she yells at me all the time. Why couldn't she be an influencer?
What is?
It takes time to be an influencer. You have to build up a following. Like you got to know what you're doing.
You don't think you'll have fans from the show that would buy product you?
No, I don't.
Are you? I love
like baseball hats. Not jewelry.
No, like, even if you...
Not makeup.
It takes a long time to make money on something like that. But you, no, you go be an influencer. You try it.
I'm done.
Like, no, like, he is literally every baby boomer. All you gotta do is say, take a video.
You just gotta post, and then you tag stuff.
You post online. I saw a hot one on Facebook the other day.
I'll tell you what you do. You get a case of water, you head down to the park, and you sell it. Then you go, and then you live off a bag of apples. But a buddy of mine is teaching his boys how to do that right now. And Lord knows they need it.
Okay, so going back to the reasons not to do it.
All right,
so Kimmy, you brought up the fear that 6 months is not enough time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could also look like an idiot 5 years from now. Because, like, there is no job security in this new gig. Not that there's a lot of job security in a gig that, you know, is offering. But if enough people resign and you stay put, that could be a golden opportunity to move up in that place. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
it doesn't open. But if they're cutting back, there maybe they're not. Nobody's moving up.
Okay, that's another good point. Like, a place looking for resignations is never a place you're
trimming,
want to be.
Right. Yeah. And then, by the way, everybody's going to be in a foul mood there because there could be another round of cuts coming. Right? You never know when. You never know when they finally put the knife down.
But it does. It is funny. Like, we do know what the number is that they can't afford to lose because they've hit it.
Okay.
So you do know where, like, the hammock that catches everybody. Because look, I understand that plenty of Kodakers understand that they should have taken buyouts at some point when they didn't, because when it all came to an end, it was a disaster. But this is a government agency. You can't eliminate the Department of Transportation like Kodak could stop being a business.
True.
Right?
But how low? You don't know where the bottom is. And you could be above the bottom.
I'll tell you where the bottom is. When more people start dying, that's where the bottom is, right? Like, when things get
really... When the cars start piling up on a road.
Exactly. I mean, the other thing, too. Yeah, this is tough.
Because let's say you stay. And your buddy walks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he's living the good life and you're not. Like, if I'm close to retirement and that son of a bitch went out and bought himself a used RV, and him and the OL and their little dog are, like, traveling the country, like, I'm jealous of it because I'm still schlepping. He walked and he's living the life.
But for only a temporary period
I'm
of
old.
Time.
I only got temporary left.
Okay.
I'm on borrowed time at my age.
Would you, let's say a buddy at work, he decides to leave. He goes off, gets a new job, says it's wonderful. Would you believe that, buddy?
No, but if he was out, enjoying life, I would buy into it.
Okay,
because that's every guy's fantasy,
right?
Yeah, but
you're only gonna see. He's only gonna post on Facebook the good stuff.
Absolutely, but I also want to go out and post the good stuff. I want to go live the lie and post the good stuff. Put that on a T-shirt.
Okay,
live the lie and post the good stuff. Influencer Tommy Mueller.
Get one of them beat up RVs like your old man has.
Yeah, he was throwing fan belts left and right.
Yeah, who cares, man? I'm gonna buy new ones.
Kimmy, hearing him talk like this,
uh-huh.
It establishes every reason your life turned out the way it did. For example, right? Like,
you have no hesitation.
This grass is always greener on the other side. Two wives and an engagement on his third wife, right? Oh, I have this really good, secure job cutting meat that paid me an equivalent of $80,000 a year today. I'm going to go do stand-up comedy. Oh, I'm going to get out of this school because the other school. Like, you just keep blowing things up in your path to go get to something that you then suck at more.
But here I sit.
Sucking.
32 years later.
32 years of hard suck. Tommy Mueller in the break room on CMF.
So I'm right.
There's your promo for next week.
So I'm right.
No, I don't know, man. All right, Kimmy, you said that. All right, so you said right now, if you didn't love this job, 6 months would be enough for you to walk.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
How much would they have to give you? How long?
I think it's more time for me.
Okay.
So
if they offered you a year salary in Benny's.
I think a year would definitely be enough time for me to do everything I need to do and then find something else. And because you could find actually multiple things in that time, or at least you hope you could, where maybe if the first thing you find doesn't work out, then you could try to move on to something else while still having that safety net of a salary.
You could work at one of them dispensaries. You know all the weed. You know all of it. You tried it all.
I have not tried it all.
You've tried it all, honey.
Come on. I wish I was an expert like that. Kind of jealous of those people. They're really enjoying life.
We got Facebook messages, tweets, folks on Instagram. Are you ready for Elijah and his old man take?
There we go.
All right. At WCMF break room, Elijah writes, during COVID, let me do it in the old guy angry voice. During COVID, I was pissed I wasn't laid off and maxing out unemployment. People at home were making more than the essential workers. Pay your salary. I added that last part.
You don't want to be that guy.
Well, we all become that guy. We all become that guy.
But you don't, but this, maybe not, if you can get the money and get out.
Okay, no, because you're going to have nothing but time to, like, just think about everything you hate. And that brings us to the other point that we did not consider. And this is a great point coming in from Sarah. She says, with all that free time, you'll be spending more money not at work. You can't not work and still get paid because you'll be doing things that cost money all day long. She's right.
What am I going to do? Yeah. I hit definitely the liquor store, spend. Cigars, I'm done.
Okay, these days, you cannot walk out of your house without
spending. The glasses have come off. You're going to walk out of your damn house. It costs you $45, you'll go to the goddamn mailbox.
$75. You cannot walk out of your house without spending $75 in today's world. Am I wrong?
No, you are the old man in the room.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Is this America?
I'm sorry.
$75.
I thought this was America. No, I mean, look.
Better in my pocket than theirs.
How much do you spend at Wegmans every day?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's with.
Yesterday was a whopper because I got out of control.
But, ooh, yeah, did somebody give you sugars?
No, I went into the seafood department. Loaded up.
No, but like you work and still probably spend $50 a day at Wegmans.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I think I would find myself saying you only live once a lot more than I would if I was working during that time.
You
especially
also,
if I'm on vacation. Well, you know, company's paying for it.
But like, let's take away vacation, Kimmy. Let's say you don't even go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't have the ability to say no to anybody asking you to do anything because, you know, if you have friends and family, like, hey, you want to do this, you want to do that, got to work, the other thing. No. And every time you say yes, minimum $75.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Yeah, the more you think about it, the more terrible an idea this is.
Well, that's what people, I guess it's the dilemma you face when you come close to retirement. Right?
Okay.
How do I make my money work? But this gives you an extra 6 months. Of planning.
Okay.
I can sit down and plan my retirement while I'm not working.
You would find a way to spend the entire 6 months in 2 weeks. The tracksuits, trips to sad memorials across the country.
In my new busted-ass RV.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There is a thin line between funny and mean.
Okay.
And something that happened to someone over the weekend, very famous,
mm-hmm.
is either one or the other. Because there are a lot of people who do not like this guy and find this very funny.
Yeah.
Even though he is a kid in a very embarrassing moment.
In front of a lot of people that he knows and loves.
And he's just waiting for a chance to live his dream.
But this is when you do these things.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The biggest story of the NFL draft this weekend was Colorado quarterback and son of Deion Sanders, Shedeur Sanders, plummeting in the draft. Because a few months ago, Kimmy, he was in contention to be the first number one overall pick.
Yeah, he was in the mix of those first guys taken, and then we saw quarterback after quarterback go.
But like, just like the it's fascinating how all of this worked out because he was a surefire first rounder 2 months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there was speculation a week ago he could fall into the second, maybe. First round went second, third, then fourth, no pick. And it wasn't until the fifth round.
So that's Saturday?
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Right.
That the Cleveland Browns called his name. And that was after they had already taken Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback out of Oregon.
Yeah.
They have five quarterbacks on their roster. And that's bad for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
But even worse.
Whatever.
It turns out, while Sanders was waiting for a call from an NFL team, someone got a hold of his cell phone number. And they called him, pretending to be the New Orleans Saints, who had interest in Sanders, according to reports.
Right.
They also made this call while the Saints were on the clock.
Yeah, yeah. They made it believable.
So the timing was epic.
They planned this whole thing out. They made him think, Shedeur Sanders, that the Saints had drafted him. And then after they did the whole talk, he goes, well, are you ready to be a Saint? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Then hung up the phone.
So they pulled it off. He believed.
So it's recorded on two ends.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders' older brother recorded it from Shadur's end.
Yeah.
The prank callers recorded it from their end.
Not sure why.
And in an even crazy...
How they thought that would work out for them.
But in an even crazier twist, we know who the prank callers are.
Yes.
Because they have a famous dad.
And so they also kind of know what they're talking about.
They do.
Right.
Yes. Jeff Ulbrich, who was the interim head coach of the New York Jets last year.
Yeah.
He is now the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. His son made the call. And the Atlanta Falcons had to put out an issue of, like, reprimand and apology for what their defensive coordinator's son did. The kid had to put out his own apology. He then had to call Shedeur Sanders and apologize, which credits Shedeur Sanders. He took the call because I wouldn't have done it. All right. So there is a massive debate happening online right now. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
What are they saying?
There are some people who find this to be extremely funny.
Yes. I think it's hysterical.
Why is it hysterical?
Because, man, I mean, first of all, the kid's, you know, always running his mouth, big shot, blah, 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 blah. Right. What?
What? Well, yeah. I mean, the first one you were right about.
What?
I mean, you're a little shot. You had to be a little shot.
But it, like, it's punching up. It's hysterical.
Okay. So you look at it as...
And nobody got hurt.
Okay. All right.
So I mean, the fact that his stock was falling... And you had them.
But that makes it more embarrassing.
Right. That's what makes it so good.
Kimmy, you do not see this as funny.
Listen.
You cannot be in this business and not find this funny.
I totally
She's in this business. She does not find it funny.
Here's why. Because the kid that did it is a bigger dick. Does that make sense? It's a game of like.
You can't be
like,
a bigger dick than
Deion
Sanders' son.
What?
You can't be a bigger dick than Deion Sanders' son.
Wait a minute. You love this kid last week.
I do. I like him. He's dick.
What are you?
I like a good dick. You know that. I appreciate it.
No, look, no one's arguing you like a good dick. Kimmy, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I can embrace it.
Because even if you don't like Shedeur Sanders, totally understandable. Listen, like he's a guy, you can love him or hate him, but he's in a vulnerable moment in front of his friends and family. He's already falling. Like he threw himself a party and that, you know, didn't work out because he didn't get drafted in the first round.
So he threw himself a pre-party.
Well, he threw...
Waiting...
Yes.
Every draft pick does that.
Thinking like
he'd be
drafted. But his was
sponsored.
Oh, so, like, a lot of them were sponsored. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
As the draft is going on, it's just getting more and more embarrassing for this kid. And then you just poured salt into the wound by doing this. And I think it comes down to, like, both of these kids in the situation are unlikable for people, right?
Well, because it's not
but
just...
Now, not only did this kid steal this number, did he steal the number from his dad somehow?
It was just on an open iPad.
All right, so I'm going to assume.
So he went out of his way to do it.
No, it was on an open iPad in the room, so he just saw it sitting there.
Right.
He didn't go.
Well, that's stealing the number.
But he went out.
No, he didn't open up the iPad. It was an open
iPad. You're
going to
split hairs on whether or not the iPad. Oh,
so he saw the number and he's like, I got to call him.
I have no choice but to use this number.
And he taped it all. I just.
All
I don't
I could think
get
of,
what this kid was thinking.
Oh, he's having a good time.
No, but here's
he's
the thing.
But you knew this was
like
going to fall back on you.
Yes,
every guy that listened to the Jerky Boys 20 years ago loved this.
By the way, that was 40 years ago, old man.
But no, 40 years ago.
20 years
ago.
Are
the Jerky Boys dead?
All that jerky they were eating. Bro.
You embarrassed a whole franchise.
No, but like, look at it this way. Kimmy's right. Like,
if this is a franchise of the organization.
If this is some random kid in a frat house
in
Michigan.
If it's just a guy, I get it.
Fine.
I get it being that stupid. How are you this stupid if you're this coach's son?
Like, you have access to another team's draft. Like, you're already a Nepo baby.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to take shots at Shedeur Sanders for being a nepotism baby, his dad got him where he was, fine. I'll listen to that argument. I will listen to that. But this kid's the same kid. Yeah. I get to go to my dad's draft party because he's a defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. And then in your position, you're a dick with that. It feels icky.
Yeah.
It would be funnier if it was a random kid in some frat house.
I look at it this way. Like, Deion Sanders' kid and Deion, they're very cocky.
Yeah.
I mean, they're self-admitted.
Sure. I totally understand why you look at that kid and you're not going to root for him. You don't like him.
Not even
for
rooting
reason.
Or not rooting, but, and this kid's kind of cocky because he has access to his old man thing. So
obviously,
it's cocky meets cocky. That's a fair fight.
But don't you think the kid that made the call is the bigger dick in the situation?
And here's why.
But that's why I love it.
But here's why it's not a fair fight. So it turns out, again, we're talking about Shedeur Sanders falls all the way to the fifth round taken by the Browns. He was the victim of a crank call. Somebody called him saying they were the Saints and that he was going to get drafted. Turns out it was the son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who, by the way, was the interim head coach of the Jets, which is funny because, like, even when he's not on the Jets, he just can't get away from this ridiculous drama, right? The kid who made the call played college football at some, like, tiny little school.
Wait, dad's son?
Yes. Yeah.
He looks too frail.
That's why he was at some tiny little school.
Right.
If I'm reading the story correctly, will you Google it for me so I'm making sure I'm saying the right stuff? Right. Like, it also reeks of, like, jealousy. Because, like, here's the thing. To Kimmy's point, you understand why Shedeur Sanders rubs some people the wrong way.
Sure.
Right? But the kid had to be successful to be on the point
kid's
that he's
talented.
In, right? He's a talented kid.
Yeah.
Okay. This kid's not.
Right.
So it also reeks of, like, that, I'm going to show you. It reeks of every, like, rich kid's son, which should be Deion's kid. Like, somehow this kid made Deion's kid look not as bad. How much of a dick do you have to be to make that kid look not as bad?
But that's who does these things.
No, again.
Prank calls to famous people? I mean, that's every guy in morning radio in the 1980s.
No, but like you brought up the Jerky Boys.
That's Tony Infantino. He was one of the good guys.
If the Jerky Boys were like the sons of like Henry Kissinger, yeah, it wouldn't be as funny.
Well, yeah, because with that accent.
How would that sound to do it a crowd? Hello, this is the Green Inn Tavern.
Yeah, you are talking to Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
They are up on the roof right now with the hot mops. How about I come down there now and I punch you in the face, Mr. President?
That's actually how he negotiated with Vietnamese, too. Kimmy, did that kid play college football?
Okay, so he has. So was it Jax Ulbrich?
That's good. That sounds douchey.
Jax.
Yeah,
Jax.
He played football for Barry College.
Where's Barry College?
I don't know.
Okay.
That kid looks like he weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah, he does. But again, all right, so here's the thing. You know, everyone's talking about Shedeur Sanders and the crank call he got. The meanest story over the weekend may have actually come from a Bills draft pick.
What happened?
So Chase Lunt is an offensive lineman from the University of Connecticut. The Bills took him in the sixth round.
The Lunster.
Yes. In his first press conference with Bills media, he revealed he had gotten 4 or 5 crank calls throughout the draft.
Wow.
People pretending to be teams about to draft him.
That sounds like his buddies, though. Who else would care?
Says he doesn't know who it is. Well, I mean.
Doesn't that sound like it would be more of a, you would know that dude?
Well, but think about
it. Why would you do that to a buddy who's about to be drafted?
Four or five times.
Drunk buddies.
Yeah, but you know you're the first buddy that's going to drop off when that kid gets rich and famous.
Yeah.
So don't do that to your buddy that's about to be drafted.
I mean, think about it.
I'm going to say for your own interests.
I mean, I think a lot of people forget because, like, you know, 90% of the kids drafted, no one had ever heard of outside of, like, these deep draft people until this weekend, right? Like, you forget. These guys are between 20 and 26 years old.
Yep.
They have had their cell phones their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people from middle school, high school.
Oh, sure.
People they met in college that got their phone number.
Girlfriends,
all of this stuff. Or boyfriends of your ex-girlfriends.
Oh, sure.
Like, there are a lot of people who don't like you just because of who you are. Maybe you were a dick to people back in the day, right? Like, I wonder if there were over 100 crank calls in total to draft picks this weekend of people just being dicks.
And by the way, it's gotten so much exposure, somebody's going to do it again.
Yeah. It's not out of the question.
Kimmy, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And there's a reason I'm going to ask you first because Tommy's going to lose his damn mind.
What?
Should Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator for the Falcons, lose his job because of what his kid did?
I don't think he should lose his job. I think the embarrassment is enough in this situation.
If you can't handle your son,
the
kid's a grown ass.
But if we started firing coaches based off their dick kids, Andy Reid shouldn't be a head coach.
Okay, understood. That's a great point. Great point. That being said, the stuff that his kids did, as bad as it was, did not come on the clock. This your son does not work for the franchise.
Right.
He's an adult, by the way. We keep saying kid like he's 14.
He's 21.
This kid's a grown ass kid, right? You're part of an NFL draft. You are supposed to be focused on doing your job. Your kid does this while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that guy as my defensive coordinator, would you?
I think you're going too deep.
Oh, are we? Are we? Yeah.
Like, why would you fire the guy?
Because, I don't know, maybe very sensitive information was leaked.
I mean, this isn't the CIA, for God's sake.
Bro, you've dealt with these GMs and coaches. To them, it is.
I know, they're a little bit weird, and they're wrapped a little too tight. I mean, the kid did a goofball thing.
Goofball thing that made international news.
Because he picked a juicy target. Okay. I can't.
And taped it himself.
Yeah.
I'm taping that
dumb
call.
Move.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
Is that how they found him? Was it because he taped it, or did they know?
I think they just figured it out pretty quick.
The phone number?
I don't know. Oh. Well, I don't know. It's not like Deion Sanders would have like the FBI tracing calls at his house.
I mean, they found him pretty quick. So I'd assume he probably got himself.
Did the guy turn him? Did the coach turn his son in?
I don't know.
Like he caught him and said,
"I don't think."
Figure out what he did.
I saw the video of the kids making the call. Maybe the kids posted it on social media. Kids, 21.
So do you think he could still lose his job?
No. The Falcons said they're moving forward. The NFL said there's going to be no punishment for it. But the NFL, the league had to get involved.
I know.
I know, but you know, he made a pretty funny phone call.
And the kid's not going to get in any trouble, right?
No, I think that like Shedeur Sanders was like cool enough to be like, don't worry about
it. What are you going to do, call the cops?
Well, yeah, I mean.
You could.
For what?
Actually, I don't know.
Answering your phone and being gullible?
Of course, you are there to answer your phone.
You are falsifying official
got that.
New Orleans Saints representative.
He's committing fraud over FCC.
By the way, it's only fraud if I get money. How do you have an empty fraud?
Why do you think
empty fraud?
you booked me at a zero.
Okay, so like if this kid
fraud.
Well, kid could have made money on it, becoming an influencer, as you like to put
fraud.
You're under arrest.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I mean, it's good for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, man. People have been saving a ton of money using these websites.
Fantastic.
The problem is,
when you
order from these websites, it is a spin of the wheel as to what's going to show up at your house. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There are online shoppers that are flipping out.
What happened?
After over the weekend, websites Temu and Kimmy, is it Shine or Sheen?
I think it's Sheen.
Okay, Sheen.
That's how I've heard it.
Announced due to the tariff situation, international changes, that they will be raising their prices. Are you familiar with these two websites?
So the one shows up on Roku all the time.
Temu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's an ad.
I got you.
You know when you turn it on? The little car that goes by? When's it Temu? There he is.
So for those who are unfamiliar with Temu and Sheen, and Kimmy, jump in where I'm wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
They sell knockoff items that aren't straight up knockoff items.
Okay,
it's a gamble.
Yes, and
so it's deep discount junk.
Put it this way: the picture's always going to look good.
Okay,
you may not get what you see in the picture.
And what you are buying, I mean, you know, you're buying knockoff stuff, and it doesn't have like the logos or whatever on it. It's just different enough where they're not going to get in trouble for selling it.
And sometimes it's pretty different.
Okay,
I've seen some. Very unique thing.
No, I mean like the products that they're selling.
Yeah.
Okay. So they sell clothes, they sell electronics, they sell bags, anything you could think of, these websites sell. Kimmy, have you ever used these sites?
I think that I tried Shein once. And it was in the early days when I didn't know exactly what it was, and I learned early that you get what you pay for.
She's right.
Okay. Yeah.
This stuff is unbelievably cheap. And sometimes you get lucky, and what shows up is what you thought you bought. But
it's going to be a lot of junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, because I've actually never used this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how many Temu or Sheen buyers, like, I mean, are there people doing this? I mean, they must. They exist. buying multiple things? Like, are you aware? Like, I'm willing to take the gamble because it's so cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, after you get burned once, I'm never doing this again?
I didn't do it after I got burned, but I know people that they just know it's a gamble, so they'll order a bunch of stuff, and if 50% of it works out, they're happy.
I mean, this stuff's that cheap?
It's really cheap.
It was really cheap. Right. I mean, now it's not anymore.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like,
now it takes away the, I guess, the draw of it.
I mean, depending on how big the American market was for them, like, this could, like, devastate these companies.
Oh.
Because it's funny, too. Like, they started... influencing has been coming up a lot today.
Yeah.
They started paying Instagram influencers to, like, sell them.
Yeah.
And there's videos that I've seen. It's like, hey, man, check out these hockey jerseys I got from Sheen. And they're the worst looking. And watching these, like, 20-year-olds, like, oh, look how cool this is. I get to play. He's, like, trying to get it on over his head.
Wait, it's not even working on the video?
One arm is longer than the other. Like, it's like, yeah. You think you would have sold. One guy, Kimmy, was trying to, oh, I got these hockey sticks from Sheen. There is no way.
Really?
No way I am taking that exploding hockey stick and playing on the ice with it.
So they sell everything now. Huh?
Anything you could think of.
It's like Amazon.
Sheen was mostly women's clothes. I didn't know they had, like, products.
Maybe it was Timo. It was one of those two. Okay. But you can buy anything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all knockoff, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they're all made in the... similar factories as the other places,
yeah.
Right? It's just without the intellectual property. Brooke writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get it. She says, Sheen, you got to read the reviews. They'll let you know if it's a word I can't say.
Yeah, some people have gotten pretty good at spotting what's worth purchasing on those websites and what they definitely know to pass on. So, you know, maybe it's gotten a little better in terms of other people reporting bad products.
Now, it may be coming at the worst possible time.
Why?
As we talk about Sheen and Temu raising their prices. One of their bigger markets were prom and formal dresses.
Ooh, that's just time of the year, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there may have been people thinking they were going to save a fortune.
Gen Z prom dress.
Well, so I know mothers that would buy 4 or 5 different ones and hope that one of them was going to look good.
And you just toss the rest of them?
Or donate them or whatever.
Right.
But that's how cheap this stuff is.
God damn.
Compared to what you would buy here in the States.
All right.
Also, it can take forever to get to you. And it's not guaranteed that it'll get to
you. So I'm thinking I've ordered stuff off of this site not knowing it.
Yeah, without question.
No, because I'm telling you, like, I've ordered stuff that I forgot. It's taken like a month. Because, you know, usually you get stuff 8 days, 10 days max.
Sure.
I've had stuff coming from over there. That's taken 2 months. Like, the tracker loses it, and after a while, they go, item not found.
So, Kimmy, when you ordered from Sheen, how long did it take for it to get to you?
Gosh, this was a while ago. I think it was, like, 2-3 weeks. It was a while.
Okay.
It wasn't, like, you know, Amazon fast.
Because, like, I've also heard stories of people, like, hey, it disappeared, and they had to reach out to Sheen to get a refund for their $7.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, here's the thing. It sucks that people don't have this outlet now to go buy the super cheap stuff.
There's other stuff out there.
It's going to pop, right? Somebody else is going to show up. And by the way,
but how?
How much could it? The tariffs went up 10%. That's the current tariff. The blanket one that's out right now is 10%.
Yeah.
If the stuff's that cheap, an extra 10% can't be that much.
Well, no, but it's all the stuff coming from all over the place, right? Like, it all, like, adds up. It's like a snowball. Like,
yeah,
what they spend on this, how they manufacture this way,
And the whole reason you're buying it in the first place is because it's extremely cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, somebody else, if they got all this junk to sell, somebody's going to pull a move.
Look, I mean, I know there are people hoping that you're right,
yeah.
And maybe that is the case, but like...
There's junk out there. Relax. It's coming.
Look, it sucks you lose this super cheap option if this was something you were into, but at the same time, I mean, this may be a good thing for the wrong reasons that...
Probably better for the environment.
Well, there's that. You got
that
going on.
Yeah, but think about the poor guy in the factory making this stuff.
Well, he's getting paid, isn't he? That dime a day.
And yeah.
I love how you say it like that. Like the stuff we buy legitimately is the same situation. It's the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
You can't.
I don't want to know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
it. Okay, well then don't make the argument.
Well, I'm going to be depressed after I get this nice thing delivered to my house.
No, those seven. Think about the horrors for those 7 tracksuits.
Yeah, but they're so comfortable.
Great Thursday segment.